Welcome to another episode of Meet Me at the Library, the podcast that talks about programs and resources at Charlotte-Mecklenburg Library. Many of these you can access from home. I'm Jeff. I am the teen librarian at North County Regional Library, but currently North County is closed for renovations, so I'm working here at the digital branch. Today, we're focusing on positive experiences that people have had at the library. So, if we meet you at the library, these are some things that you might expect. This is our second episode of Telling Stories. To tell our stories, we have Haley Burson. She is the teen librarian at University City Regional Library, which is where we're recording from. And we also have Maeve Dodds, a children's librarian at University City Regional Library. Maeve, would you like to tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do?
Sure. So my name is Maeve, and I work with children. I've also worked with teens and adults. I just finished up a family story time where we read about penguins and the number five. I love eating pizza and reading books and exploring Charlotte and getting outside and hiking and doing fun stuff like that.
Okay. And do you read books and eat pizza at the same time?
Every day.
Haley, can you tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do? And
Hi, I'm Haley, and I'm the teen librarian at University City. I love Harry Potter. I actually run a Harry Potter Alliance chapter at University City called the Mecklenburg Marauders, and it's actually for 18 and up. And in addition to my job, I also like to make costumes, and I like to walk outside, and I like to catch Pokemon Go.
All right, cool. So in this recording, we are going to tell stories about things that have happened at the library, things that could be touching, humorous, inspiring, stories we hope if you come to the library, maybe you might have a similar experience. So we're just going to continue where we left off in our last episode, and we really hope you enjoy these stories.
So at University City, we have a family that comes in, and we have one little girl that just loves hanging out with us and reading to the dogs. And one day she came in and told us how she got to spend time at a shelter that our Pause to Read volunteer works at. So her and her two brothers and mother got to go to the shelter and hang out with all these fun puppies that were in a little kennel, and they came back in with a video and showed us all the dogs, you know, crawling all over them, and they were so excited. And they're such a sweet family because they come every week for Pause to Read, and they love the dogs, and they're so sweet, and they each take turns reading with them, and sometimes they meet our volunteer outside of the library, mm-hmm. which is really nice. Yeah. So it was just a fun story, and being able to connect with that family was fun and see the videos. And also puppies are cute, too.
Yes.
So.
Puppies!
What kind of dogs are your Pause to Read dogs?
They are fancy long-haired ones. That's a good question.
Okay.
I have no
They're
idea.
Shih Tzus.
Are they Shih Tzus?
Yeah, they are.
Okay.
I used to have one, so I recognize.
Okay. They're okay. That type of dog.
Cool.
Okay, so for Halloween last year, 2018, we came up with an escape room that was haunted library.
Ooh.
And we had all these background characters and stories for them all. And instead of doing it for just teens, we did it for families so that parents and younger kids could participate. And it also got our departments working together. Mm-hmm. But we decorated the room with spooky decor. Ooh. And the kids came in with their parents and did it. And some kids were so excited, they actually did the room a couple of times and escaped each time. But we had to tell them to keep the answers a secret because they knew all the answers. But they were still there having fun, and it was a lot of fun to set up.
And sometimes we were worried that our clues would be too hard, but then
yeah.
we quickly realized that the kids are much smarter
than
us.
We, yeah.
And so they would figure out, like, the third clue, like, right away and be like, oh, wait, no.
Oh, yeah, skip ahead.
So
yeah.
It was a learning experience for everyone.
Yeah.
But it was a lot of fun.
It's fun. We've done Halloween, and we've done Mad Scientist.
Mm-hmm. And we did a Bloody Valentine.
Bloody Valentine. I think that's it so far. They're fun.
They are fun, and I think we have more fun making them.
Yeah.
Because we would really go into detail about these random side characters that
Yeah.
Shouldn't exist.
That shouldn't exist, but they have biographies.
Yes, it's always fun when you find out how much smarter the children are than
yes.
you yourself are.
Yes, exactly.
Yes.
That happens frequently.
And sneaky, too.
Very sneaky. We're always impressed by our incredible teen volunteers that we get here at the library. One staff member, when she was actually brand new to the library, had a teen volunteer help her a lot. She was working by herself at Imagine On Studio I, where there's a lot of like technology equipment there. And the staff member, was unfamiliar with a lot of the equipment at the studio. And then luckily, a volunteer that we had saved the day, she came and introduced herself, set up all the equipment, and then they were able to get on with their project. And that just goes to show that anyone, no matter their age, they can always step up and help someone else, and I think that's fantastic. We also had, with all our teen volunteer applications, we always give them a formal interview because that helps them learn the interview process and gives them more experience when they're preparing for jobs later in their life, like how to do a great interview. So with one of the interviews at Mountain Island Branch, one of the answers that the teen wrote was, "Growing up, I spent lots of time at the library. I would become fascinated with books and the act of reading. When thinking about what I wanted as a summer job, I wanted to be a librarian, but I realized I'm not old enough. This program would fulfill my librarian dreams and provide me with opportunities." I think that is an excellent stepping stone for them to become a librarian and to work in a place that they can gain experience and better help them in their future.
Okay, so we did have one customer come in and speak with someone about how when he was younger, he was in foster care from the time that he was 5 years old, and how he would go to school and get bullied all the time, and because of the bullying, he couldn't concentrate in school and he didn't want to be there, but coming to the library was a safe place for him where he could escape his reality and read books, and staff there was positive and made him feel better about himself. So it's great to hear stories like this where someone who grew up in not great circumstances can find such hope and meaningfulness by coming to the library. And then one great thing is that nowadays we are an approved actual safe place. So if a teen or a child is in danger, they don't feel safe somewhere, they can come to the library and we have resources to give to them to find help that they need. So that's great to know, and really a safe place is anywhere that you see the big yellow sign that says safe place. Any teen or child can go there and seek help. So, it's nice that this customer was able to find that even before the safe place from the relatives was even around, and just find a nice sanctuary to get away from all the stuff that he was going through through his life.
And we have the child screaming in the background.
Yeah,
I know.
It's in the library.
It's okay. It's a safe place.
That's right.
People sometimes confuse the library with a quiet place.
Yes. It's not.
Like it may have been in the past, but we have quiet areas in the library. But
yes.
In general, the library is very active.
Especially after story time.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Filled with life, I would say.
Yeah.
And here at University City, we have incredible teen volunteers. We have some that do reading buddies with the children. And we have one teen who is very theatrical, and parents will request him to read with the kids because he's so entertaining. And we have teen volunteers that help us even create programs. We had teen volunteers one summer create a murder mystery tea party program during our teen summer break finale, and it was absolutely incredible. They created a clue game throughout the entire library, and we all dressed up in a murder mystery Alice in Wonderland type theme.
Okay.
It was so much fun, and
cool.
I just think the creativity of the teen volunteers always impresses me, and they're always just given a little bit, they will give you a lot. So absolutely fantastic.
Great. Yeah, whenever I have a crafty task that I need done, I always give it to a teen.
Me too.
They're much better than I am.
Okay. So one day I was on the desk by myself, and a customer came in with an interesting story about how she is actually a digital reading volunteer. She's a retired teacher, and she reads through Skype with a little girl in Guatemala. And she wanted to learn all about using digital resources so that they could share them over Skype, because she reads them through a tablet and kind of holds it up so she can see the pictures too. I thought that was really interesting, and the woman was so excited, and the girl had never actually been to a library, so she asked if she could take my picture showing the woman how to use the digital resources and pulling books off of the shelf and stuff like that. So it was interesting to be a part of something like that where you're connecting with people across the world and learning how to read, helping customers, and just being a part of that experience. So hopefully she comes back in and tells me how that little girl's doing, because I hope she likes her horse books that we found through Hoopla.
Cool.
So do you get a lot of like non-traditional librarian help like that?
In children's, not really. It's mostly you're helping parents find reading level books, chapter books kids want to read, project books. But this was just a unique experience because I've never experienced someone coming in, helping someone digitally, like one by reading to them digitally through Skype, but also you wanting to use the digital resources versus the paper ones. So it was really interesting. And the woman that came in was a retired teacher, and she just said she likes doing everything digitally. So that for children's services, that was very different. But we were all surprised about how many resources, you know, and books there are for children that we do have.
Yeah.
So like NC Digital Library, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The NC Kids on Overdrive.
Yeah. And so, yeah, no, we don't normally get questions like that. So I was just happy to help.
Yeah, we have Hoopla, we have Overdrive, we have Freegal Music, where you can get 5 free songs a week.
Tutor.com.
Oh, yeah, we have Tutor.com if they need help. RB Digital has magazines and audiobooks. So, yeah, we just have a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
We had a customer come to the Carolina room who was interested in joining her local Daughters of the American Revolution chapter. And in order to join a chapter, you need to trace your genealogy back to the Revolutionary War, a soldier, or patriot. And so the Carolina Rue was actually able to trace her family lineage back into a 243-year-old Bible, where she learned her connection to a soldier, a Revolutionary War soldier, who served 113 days in the Britain's Next Regiment. This customer was able to locate her family lineage back to a soldier who served in the Revolutionary War from our North Carolina room.
Yeah, so that's cool about the Carolina room, because one of the things they have there, they not only have historical and genealogy collections, but they also have family histories and war records, which I guess is how they were able to trace back that soldier all the way to the Revolutionary War. It's really cool and interesting.
There was a sweet story of a retired gentleman who wanted to find his childhood home on Google Maps. And from there, he wanted to locate the home of his high school sweetheart. And the purpose of this is because he wanted to send her a card to wish her well. So I thought that was a great little, sweet little story.
That's another example of the library not just being about books. Okay.
So recently, we had a customer come in who, she's 83. She actually was a carousel princess in 1953. And so she comes into the North Carolina room with her daughter because she actually had this Charlotte Observer article from years ago that had a picture of her and all the other contestants in it and like a little blurb about it. So she got to march in the parade and represent Gastonia in the Charlotte's Thanksgiving Day parade. And that was when she was 18 years old and she actually had lost it. And so they came into the North Carolina room and the librarians there helped her find it. They used the Charlotte Observer online database and actually found the article. Mm-hmm. And I mean, it was just such a sweet story to read, and it's actually up on our blog, too, if you want to read more about it. So she was able to take that article home with her. But yeah, the North Carolina Room has awesome resources if you're looking for anything historical in Mecklenburg County, and there's full staff there that can help you find any information with genealogy or research, Ancestry.com, and things like that.
Okay.
It was just a heartwarming story to hear.
Excellent.
In addition to helping people find books and resources online, we also get people who get brand new smartphones and tablets from their family, and they come to the library to have us help them show them how to use it. So we had a customer stop by that she had gotten a free smartphone for senior citizens and was hoping to learn how to use the phone. She told us that her granddaughter, who is only 5 years old, had helped her show her how to charge the phone yesterday, which is amazing to me.
Yes.
5-year-old.
I know.
Do that. Okay. So it took a few minutes to work through, show her how to turn the phone on and access her home screen and how to place phone calls. And so she was able to practice. She was able to get more help from us. We do have a lot of technology assistance at each of our branches. All of our library staff members are always willing to show anyone how to use their smartphones or tablets and how you can do more through our library app and our online resources. And it's always great to see someone smile learning how to use something like that.
Yes. That happens quite a bit. This story is actually, like you said, it's quite typical of things that can happen at the library, especially after Christmas.
Yeah. Yeah, we're glad they think of us when they
Yeah, that's right. Thank you for joining us for Meet Me at the Library. I want to thank our guests, Haley and Maeve, for coming and helping us tell these stories. We hope you've enjoyed this program. Look for upcoming episodes at the Digital Branch, which is digitalbranch.cmlibrary.org. You can also visit the library at www.cmlibrary.org. And don't forget to check our calendar and resources page. You can also find the library on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, and Instagram, #CMLibrary or @CMLibrary. Thank you very much for joining us, and have a great day.